back live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. You are invited to take control of the airwaves, bring up anything you want at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We invite you there to enjoy the features. You can actually control the content, submit different things to the site, and then vote up or down on the various different items there. And the most voted up, make it to the front page and top of the website at freetalklive.com. Here with you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And, of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. We've kind of been focused on, for most of the show, on various different news about drugs that are illegal and how it is they could be helpful in a number of different ways with certain treating maladies and diseases and addictions and things like that. Very interesting stuff. If you missed that, you can always go and grab the archive over at freetalklive.com. We'll change gears, though, here and go to a bit of a different story about a police officer. This one. Now, normally when you hear about the cops on Free Talk Live, it has to do with them abusing somebody. Because I think that those sorts of stories don't get the kind of play that they deserve in the media, and I want to do what I can to help get the word out about police abuse. But this is not one of those stories. This is a bit of a different police officer-related story. So there's a photo involved here, which obviously it's radio. I can't show it to you. But, of course, later on you can go to bbs.freetalklive.com. You'll be able to see the articles that we were talking about, and then you'll see this photo. But, Julia, you can take a look at this photo. It's a man with a lawnmower. He's mowing the lawn. He's wearing some tight kind of underwear-looking pants.
They look like boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs, yeah, those are the terms that we're looking for. He's got a T-shirt on. It's hot.
Nice legs.
It's hot outside, yeah. He's pretty well-built. He's pushing that mower around and getting his lawn all mowed up. Well, it turns out, according to Carlos Miller from Photography Is Not a Crime, who's a great guy, by the way, got a chance to meet him at the Liberty Forum this year, at carlosmiller.com, police can shoot people, tase people, pepper spray people, harass people, steal from people, lie to people, and arrest people on unlawful charges, and they still get to keep their jobs. In fact, as we've seen here, having covered police abuse stories for years on this program, in a lot of cases, not only do they get to keep their job, but they get get promotions. They'll get awards. They get a new pin because they've hurt people. However, then you come across a law enforcement officer in Tennessee who has mowed his lawn in his boxer briefs, and he is quickly dismissed. Now, granted, Bradley County Deputy Dallas Longwith has been warned about this behavior on a previous occasion before a cell phone photo emerged, showing the deputy mowing his lawn in boxer briefs a second time. Longwith denies doing it on a second time, and it's not clear from the article whether they had solid proof of when the photo was taken. According to Carlos Miller, I don't find men in their underwear visually stimulating, but I've seen more scantily clad men on South Beach, so I really don't see the issue here. Unlike many officers who get to keep their jobs after a long string of abuses against citizens, Longwith had no write-ups or even reprimands in his file. I mean, by all indications, this guy was one of the better cops. And he was doing it on his own time, out of uniform, if that part wasn't obvious. Longwith is now cooking at a local restaurant, but would like to return to law enforcement. But with a name like Dallas Longwith and a penchant for working in his underwear, perhaps he has a future in pornography. This according to Carlos Miller, carlosmiller.com. So fired from his job as a police officer for mowing the lawn in boxer.
You know, if you're saying that he didn't have much of a record or anything like that, I wonder if maybe it was just a political move, like they wanted him out for some other reason, like maybe he was too nice. You know, not a bad enough cop, because it seems like the bad ones rise to the top pretty easily.
It certainly does seem that way, and that's interesting speculation. Maybe that's the case.
It just seems weird.
But it sure makes him look bad either way. I mean, whatever their motivations are for getting rid of him. Really? You're going to fire a guy because he mowed the lawn in his boxer briefs?
It's hot when you're mowing the lawn.
It is hot when you're mowing the lawn. Now, I can understand, like, if you got a lawnmower, sometimes those things can throw rocks. It could be dangerous to mow the lawn without some sort of protection, like some pants on.
Yeah.
It could be dangerous, but I don't think I wore long pants when I ever mowed my lawn in Florida.
Yeah, but you probably wore shorts.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, when they throw rocks, they throw them at your ankles. They don't throw them up at your you know, up
in
the crotch.
You know, I think a lot of this has to do with, you know, people are really weird about material. Like, right, if I wore a bra outside, people would be more offended than if I wore a bikini.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Why?
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. But people are very oddly offended by what they believe to be certain articles of clothing, even if the material could cover less. You know, like, I don't know if that makes sense, but, like, I could, there's certain...
I get what you're saying. It doesn't make any sense, but like, I get what you're saying.
I feel if he wore jean cutoffs that were that short, people would not have reacted the same way.
Yeah.
You know, they would still laugh, and they would say, ew, ha-ha, you know, there's an old man walking around in his short shorts. But people would not react the same way. They say, oh, he's in his underwear. But I'm looking at it, and it's not too, you know, it's not really revealing, and it's not like he's just mowing the lawn, so you're just kind of watching him walk by the side view or the lawnmower's in front of him. It's not like he's standing on
the
lawn,
grabbing his
showing
crotch.
His bulge, you
yeah.
know?
Right.
So I think people are just weird about underwear.
This again, now that was Carlos Miller's piece. There's another version over from the Chattanooga Times Free Press. Now, what was the reason that they dismissed him? The official reason? Conduct unbecoming an officer. And according to the story, he...
But tasering old ladies is
no
becoming
problem.
Of an officer?
Right. The charges were filed against him. Or excuse me, no charges were filed against him. Well, duh, because he didn't break any laws. Just mowing his damn lawn. And says here that the Tennessee Peace Officer Standards and Training Commission was to decertify Longwith as a police officer. According to the department who'd asked for them to do that, they'd set a hearing for Thursday in Nashville, but the department withdrew its request. He has no reprimand or even a warning in his personnel file. And according to the government bureaucrats, Jim Hodgson from the police department, we do expect higher standards from anyone who's going to work for the sheriff's department. Really? So what are the specs? Do they give you that information before you become a cop? Like, okay, guys, if you're ever mowing the lawn, you've got to make sure that you don't have underwear on, or you have to have some sort of jeans, or what? And how are you even supposed to know this stuff?
You know what bothers me about this the most? If someone had a problem with this, go to your neighbor and say, you know, you're in your underwear. It really bothers me.
Right.
Would you do me a favor and just put on some short shorts instead? Like, the police and the government in general, they do this with all kinds of organizations. They make it so that confrontation isn't necessary, and people use them as a go-between instead of being a good neighbor and
in
going
fact,
to talk to them
you,
instead.
You nailed it spot on. The dispute began in 2011 in August with a neighbor's complaint. Longwith says he knows a neighbor, and the man's father knew Longwith was in law enforcement and asked him to keep an eye on the son who has a criminal history. State Representative Eric Watson, a captain at the sheriff's office at the time, and his immediate supervisor, investigated the first complaint, and the person making the complaint refused to even come to the department and file a written statement. So this is just some prude or somebody, you know, down the street who doesn't like him because he's a cop.
And doesn't have the nerve
to talk to him.
To come over and say, hey, could you put some pants on, please?
But it sounds to me like that's not what they really wanted. They wanted him to get in trouble.
Yeah.
So that if you want to hurt your neighbor, then that's what the police are there for, right? If that's what zoning and code enforcement is there for. If you don't like your neighbor for some reason, you can sic the guns of government on them and force them to behave in the way that you want, or at least try to get them in trouble and punish them because you don't like them. Not necessarily because you really care about the fact that their daisies have grown too tall or that their house was painted a different color, but simply because you don't like them for some reason. And I think it's sad.
It is sad.
And I think you're right. It drives a wedge in between communities, and it destroys relationships that people should or could have with their neighbors. And it prevents folks from coming to their own agreements on their own time. I went to jail over this before, where I just wanted my neighbor to come talk to me like a neighbor about an issue that they had with my tenants. But no, they refused to. They just wanted to hide behind the code enforcement department and the police department. Well, of course, it turned out she actually worked for the city. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. We're talking about the police, but also in the news, some judges, really bad judges, plus pink slimes on the way. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperSeaVeg.com. That's Super, SeaVeg.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Toll-free number here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you there for free. We've got the news updates. You can get signed up, follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, and be kept in the loop as to what's going on with Free Talk Live. You'll know it first if you're on the news updates list at news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com. Now, have you ever been the victim of an injustice and decided to do nothing about it because you just can't afford an attorney? Or maybe you don't like attorneys. Jurisdictionary.com is the course for people who don't have attorneys, and it arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. If you don't know those rules, you might as well be fighting in the dark.
works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts, costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy the average 8th grader can do it in a weekend. Jurisdictionary.com, you can go there, get their free stuff like the Tips and Tactics newsletters, weekly newsletters, free legal dictionary, free videos, and of course you can buy the course at jurisdictionary.com and use their pull-down menu, let them know you heard about it from Free Talk Live. Jurisdictionary.com. And since we were talking about court, cracked.com has a piece on the 5 real judges who put the most evil supervillain to shame. They say it's one thing for a judge to be corrupt. We sort of expect that to happen in all public jobs because we watch the news. It's quite another for judges to be hilarious lunatics, as criminally lazy schemers, or just impossibly evil. Yet it happens, and more often than you'd think. Well, if you don't go to court very often. If you've been to court before, you probably know how corrupt these guys can be. Number 5. Judge Mark Civarella earned his nickname Mr. Zero Tolerance because he was a firm believer in giving harsh sentences to juvenile delinquents, even if all they did was slap a friend who slapped them first, or take their mom's car for a joyride. And if he made himself disgustingly and illegally rich while doing so, well, that was just the icing on top of a delicious cake made from the suffering of thousands of kids. While sitting on the bench as a juvenile court judge in Luzerne County, Pennsylvania, Civarella personally sent thousands of children to a local detention center. One 10-year-old girl was sentenced to one degrading, horrifying month in the center for accidentally setting her house on fire while playing with a lighter, even though the landlord didn't want to press charges. An 11-year-old got nearly 2 years for taking out his mother's car and driving it over a curb. She only reported it because of the insurance. And a 14-year-old got 3 months for making fun of a teacher on MySpace. Most of the kids didn't have lawyers, and their hearings often lasted less than 2 minutes.
Wow.
Because most kids and most parents don't know jack about their rights. They don't know anything about it. They just want to go in and get it over with. They want to go in and minimize the damage that the bureaucrats are going to do. But when you're in front of a psychopath, somebody who's a sociopath who just is just completely unconcerned for your well-being and only really concerned for his career and the financial health of the court system, you don't know what you're going to get. Maybe you'll get lucky. You'll get a judge with his head screwed on somewhat straight and get a fine and be able to walk out the door. Not always, and certainly not in this guy's case. Judge Civarella always claimed he was doing it for the good of the kids. But it turns out that kids was just a code word for the condo in Florida that he bought thanks to those sentences. You see, Civarella had a special arrangement with the owners of the private detention center that he sent all those kids to. For each kid that ended up there, he would receive a generous kickback from the facility, which in time would accrue to upwards of $1 million.
Ooh.
This went on for years, and at some point he had to look at himself in the mirror and wonder if life was just an 80s movie and he was the main villain. Eventually, Civarella's method became too obvious for the courts to ignore. The convictions went from 4-5% when he took office in 1997 to 26% by 2004. He was sentenced to 27 years in prison, but not before causing around 4,000 previous convictions to be overturned. Previously, we would have taken a page from his colleague, Judge Michael Ciccinetti, below, and thrown him into the juvenile center for 30 hours with those 4,000 kids. Number 4. Judge Carol Fineman had a pretty comfortable job at the New York Civil Court in Brooklyn until duty called, and she was assigned to help out with a heavy backlog of criminal cases in the Bronx. For whatever reason, Fineman wasn't pleased with the move, which most judges would consider a promotion. Maybe she thought the quality of life in her new neighborhood wasn't as good as in Brooklyn. Naturally, she decided to deal with this by intentionally making the Bronx more dangerous than it was before she got there. Since asking her bosses to send her back to the cushier post wouldn't look very good, Fineman took a more subtle route. She set out to prove that she sucked at her new job more than anyone on the entire planet. Unfortunately, said job was being a criminal judge, and as such, her plan involved letting dangerous criminals go free with increasingly ridiculous sentences. In one case, she released a self-professed career criminal after he left traces of his DNA on a church safe that he had robbed because she claimed that he was too clever to be caught. In her own words, quote, "I think his past history would indicate that if he were to commit a burglary, he would be smart enough to wear gloves." Another criminal was lucky enough to land in Feynman's court after being captured by the police when his victim fought back and wrestled his gun away. Judge Feynman took one look at the victim and decided he didn't look bad enough to overpower his attacker, setting the criminal free on those grounds. Not only did she call an innocent man a wimp and a liar, she also knowingly released a man who less than a month earlier had been arrested for weapons possession and had prior arrests for gang violence and drugs, but, you know, Brooklyn. When the media approached her for a comment on the recent decisions, she proved what a classy lady she really was by stating, "Get the F away from me or I'm calling the police." The police, however, weren't big fans of Judge Feynman either. One officer stated that the only thing she should decide is what to have for lunch. Feynman's negligence eventually got the attention of her superiors, and as punishment for doing the exact opposite of her job, they gave her exactly what she wanted. She was quietly transferred back to the Brooklyn Civil Court, a move that another Bronx detective described as good news for the Bronx and bad news for the people of Brooklyn.
But you noticed that she still gets to keep her job.
She sure did.
You know, if she got a pay cut, it was, you know, from some ridiculous amount to some less, but still ridiculous amount.
Right. What would happen if you were at your job doing not what you were instructed to do as your job? Like, if you were doing everything but, like, totally goofing off or actually sabotaging the workplace, I mean, they're not going to let you keep your job. You're not just going to get a write-up.
No.
You're going to lose your job. But this is
and
the system.
A judge pay, even for civil court, is still good pay.
Yeah, I don't think there's any pay.
I was going to try to guess, but I couldn't. You know, I would say six figures.
You don't? Well, depends. If it's New York, probably six figures.
Yeah.
If it's just small town USA, 75, 80.
That's a lot of money.
For most people, being a judge would be very good pay.
Yeah.
For a lawyer, being a judge is a pay cut. I mean, a good lawyer is going to make a whole lot more money than a judge, which is why good lawyers don't become judges for the most part.
Yeah.
So there's more here from crack.com on the five real judges who they say put the most evil supervillains to shame. We'll continue this piece here in a moment. Of course, you're welcome to share your stories. There's certainly no shortage of bad judge experiences out there. We've got plenty of them right from here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. Some of our friends are going to court tomorrow. Jason Talley from Talley.tv, Derek J. from Tuesday nights on Free Talk Live will be in court. So we'll hear more from Derek tomorrow about that. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. More bad judges on the way. Plus an update on pink slime. We got a chance. Free Talk Live.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashed tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality, non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in the bag that is heat-sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay. Call today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We invite you there to enjoy the various features that await you. We've got listening options, which include live streams. We've got three different size streams, bit rates, different bit rates. One is a narrow band, one mid band, one broadband. Different sizes for different internet connection speeds. Our radio listening options include over 100 great FM and AM radio stations across the country. Our satellite listening choices include XM satellite radio. And we, by the way, are on 7 days a week on XM, two different channels up there. Our KU band satellite channel, which is free to air, as it is called. The webcam and the listen lines that allow you to listen via any phone that can dial long distance. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more about those options. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And bitcoins are the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. And with bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service by which to abide. Anyone can get involved in this. You don't have to beg any centralized government's permission, jump through any kind of a Patriot Act process, or do what all this nonsense you have to do to open a bank account. You just go and get the Bitcoin client, set it up, and get started. You can learn how over at weusecoins.org. Weusecoins.org. Julia, are you running a Bitcoin client yet?
What do you mean?
Are you into it? I know you were looking into it.
I have some Bitcoins.
Okay, you have started. Okay,
yes.
Very good. Thanks to BitInstant.com, by the way, you can get your first Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. Buy your Bitcoins with cash over at BitInstant.com. Now, did you find it difficult at all to, get into, to get started with the Bitcoin?
No, I mean, you need to read about it, and even still, it's a slightly difficult concept for me to grasp. I'm not 100%.
But there's a bit of a learning curve.
There is a learning curve. You can read about it. It's not hard to download a Bitcoin client or anything like that.
Not at all. So, once again, go to weusecoins.org to learn more. We'll get back to corrupt judges here in a moment. First, Allison's on the line, listening in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live, Allison. I think you're listening to Monster Radio 1150.
Yes, I am. Hi,
hey,
how are you guys?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, first of all, I just wanted to say that I'm really excited to be on air right now because I started listening to you guys as I came home from my graduate school commute. So after I get institutionalized, I come home and detox, which is really nice. I have about half an hour drive, and it's very helpful. It's appreciative that you guys have a lot of ideas that are neither conservative nor liberal, so it keeps me on my toes and keeps me and my arguments articulated very well. So I really like that, and I appreciate it.
Well, super. Glad you're out there. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Okay, I had a comment about the LSD, using that for alcoholism withdrawal. And I have an issue with it, but it's not necessarily because LSD should be illegal or, recreational use for illicit drugs or anything like that, because as a health professional, I see I don't have a personal vendetta against LSD or any other illicit drugs. Like Julia had mentioned, there is a very distinct decision between recreational use and abuse and just getting messed up.
Mm-hmm.
So my argument for prescribing this for abusers, for alcoholism patients to use in the privacy of their own home is that they already cannot make that distinction of use and abuse because they wouldn't already be alcoholics to begin with. So you have a psychological issue where they've already desensitized themselves to what is normal and what is not normal. So that would be my argument for why this was never touched to begin with, because you're essentially just replacing one drug with another. And if there's no control, which I see that as, as an experiment and in a controlled setting, I can see where this would be very effective. But you take it outside of that controlled experiment and put it into the person's home, I can see where the abuse will just be a lateral change.
I have two comments on that. First of all, alcohol is not only a mental addiction, but it's also a physical addiction. The physical withdrawal symptoms from alcohol can kill you. I mean, it's really bad. So LSD certainly doesn't have any physically addictive qualities. And then my second point would be that the experience of LSD is such a profound one. I would say that in most cases, it's unlikely that a user would want to use it the next day.
So what you're saying is it doesn't translate. Having an addiction
to
alcohol,
I don't think that,
it's not the
I
same.
I see what she's saying, and I think maybe that could be the case for some people.
Well, I see what she's saying, too. And I think the point that has been made in these studies is that it's important to have a psychiatrist or somebody that can go along with you and use these in controlled circumstances.
And I see what you're saying, and I definitely think some people could fall into that category, but I think that they are not even the same kind of drug. And that I think that there are alcoholics that could do it on their own that wouldn't have the same habits with the LSD.
Well, right, especially because of the insights that could possibly be gleaned, as some of these people have reported. I guess, Allison, the question that's relevant is, have you ever used LSD?
Oh, for me?
Yes.
No, I have not.
Got it.
No,
that's
so
not to
I
say
have
that
no understanding of what goes on in the mind. I've tried marijuana recreationally, and I'm a casual drinker and things mm-hmm. like that. But I just know I do know alcoholics and abusers, and I just don't see where I wouldn't have the confidence for them to be able to wean themselves off of alcohol.
Understood. And you may be absolutely right.
I mean,
you might be absolutely right that using LSD to treat alcoholism is probably going to be the most effective under the close guidance of a professional. I mean, that makes the most sense to me. I don't know if anybody's suggesting that it's going to get to the point.
Like a rehab type situation.
If somebody was in an in-house treatment, I would say that should absolutely be an option, mm-hmm. but without that close supervision of a doctor, I just don't think that it would be appropriate to allow that for the masses, for that to be a medicinal approach to
I don't like
alcoholism.
That use of the word allow.
All right. Okay. So there's a way that could be more effective, and there's a way that could be maybe not as effective. But I mean, on this show, we're really big on the idea of freedom to choose. And so you know, I get where Julia's coming from, where she's frustrated by this. And, of course, you are going to medical school, so it figures that, that you come from that perspective. But the idea being that I don't think there needs to be any doctors having control over these things. If you want help from a doctor, go to a doctor, get help from that doctor. That's fine. Follow his recommendations, or don't, or go to a different one and get their recommendations and pick which ones you like the best. But people should be free to make that choice. If I want to choose to medicate myself, then I should be free to do that, don't you think?
Self-medication is already that argument for alcoholism. So I don't...
Somewhat.
I'm going to say that that's... it's definitely up for debate.
Well, I see where you're saying it's up for debate, but to me, it's not a debate because it's my body and I should be able to choose what I put into it. In fact, I already do choose what I put into it. It's just that because of the black market that's created a prohibition, it makes it more difficult, makes it more dangerous to make these choices. In the absence of prohibition, and by the way, I'm including prescription drugs in this discussion. In the absence of these controls, then we would just simply have voluntary, consensual interactions between humans. You would still have problems with addiction, but at least then you wouldn't have, say, addicts of oxycodone going and paying $20 a pill on the black market and having to steal from other people's homes and rob people at, you know, knife point in order to get the money that they need to buy the pills that that they're going to buy anyway. I would rather have somebody be able to walk into a Walgreens and get a bottle full of oxycodone for $10 rather than have to pay $20 a pill on the black market, because there are a lot of real negative consequences that come from that black market that is created by the prescription pill process and the whole system. So I hope you'll think about that one, Allison, and call us another time if you've got further comments. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But, of course, it's a good thing for doctors to have prescription pills out there because it's kind of a monopoly for them. It's Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
I am that genius. Take away everything you can get. Take them all over this horrible land.
And they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you and your thoughts if you dial in now. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
Then Julia.
Once again, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program, you can support the show by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find links to Amazon. You click into the Amazon that's right for your country, because there's different ones there. And then get your shopping taken care of. You'll get the stuff that you're looking for. And you'll get a great price because it's Amazon. You know, they don't have to pay for the big box stores and all the rent and all that. They can pass on the savings to you. You get free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their brand new items. You can even order used. So go to shop.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done and feel good because you're getting a great deal. And you're going to help Free Talk Live too because they're going to send us a cut of the sale when you go through shop.freetalklive.com. Right back to the phones, your phone calls. Your thoughts. Jerry is listening in Charleston to WVTS in West Virginia. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, I called you Friday right at the last couple of minutes of the show and didn't have time to get with you, but I promised you an exciting topic.
Oh, great.
And yeah, but tonight I've actually got two, and I'm going to make it as quick as I can.
All right.
Okay, topic number one, Social Security. Your listeners may not know this, but all the firefighters across the United States, and we're talking professional firefighters, not volunteers, they have their own pension plan. Now, when I was 17 years old, 1967, I went to work and I paid into Social Security. I did that for a number of years and then later joined the fire department for 23 years. I then, by the way, I was a disc jockey for 5 years. And then after I left the fire department, I became a radio talk show host.
All right.
For another 5 or 6 years. So I paid from the private sector into Social Security just like every other person does during that period of time.
Got it.
All right. Now, I'm going to collect Social Security in 6 months. But instead of getting my full Social Security like everybody else does because I was a firefighter, I'm only going to collect 40% of it because during the Reagan eras, the Congress changed the laws for firefighters and said that if firefighters had their own pension plan and Social Security, they considered that double dipping.
Hmm.
So even though I paid, from the private sector like everybody else, Congress is stealing 60% of my Social Security money.
So and you were in a firefighting position long enough to get a pension?
Yes.
Got it.
Now, in my town, we've had two judges in the last year and a half, 2 years, who were making, about $160,000 a year on the bench.
Wow.
They retired one day and took their retirement, which was $100,000 a year, and came right back
As in what role?
Yeah, making their $160,000 plus their $100,000 retirement. Now that's what I call double dipping.
Absolutely.
And
great
it's
point,
gone
sir.
Before you know the authorities, it's gone, and they said there's nothing illegal about it.
Of course,
a little bit unethical.
All right, I mean, who's going to decide that? Other judges? What are you going to do? Appeal that to the other judges and say this is wrong? They say no, this is great. What are you talking about?
Right. So what I guess the point of the story is, if they can steal our Social Security that we paid into like everybody else, if they can steal 60% of our money, they can steal anybody's money for whatever, you know, reason they come up with.
No doubt about it. And anybody that's ever paid attention to the government and how they don't honor their agreements should be aware of this. And if you're not, then we'll wake up and pay attention to Jerry's story here. Because if they're willing to screw over their own people, I mean, we're talking about screwing over their own workers. They're certainly going to screw you over. They don't give a rat's butt about you. And, you know, when it comes to Social Security, you can already see how they've changed the game plan. In the initial term, it was the Social Security numbers were not supposed to be used for identification purposes. Changed the rules on that. And then, of course, they raised the retirement age. They lower the amounts that, you know, get paid out. And, of course, we all know, anybody that's paid attention knows that Social Security is bankrupt. I mean, there's no money there. So, over time, as the Ponzi scheme gets more and more unwieldy with fewer and fewer people paying in to support more and more people collecting, then it's all going to come crashing down. And then what are you going to get? You're going to get nothing. Because
right.
What they're going to have to do is print the money in order to make those paychecks. They're going to cut the paychecks likely. It's not likely they're going to just stop Social Security. They're probably going to cut the paychecks, but they're going to cut them at a rate where, you know, they're not going to keep up with inflation's going to happen. And that's going to be part of what causes it. Or what is creating the inflation. So therefore, the money that you're getting from Social Security, while it might be $1,000 a month, at that point, that $1,000 would be lucky to sponsor one trip to the grocery store.
Right. And one more quick comment before I go concerning the shooting in Florida.
Yes, sir.
We haven't heard all of the evidence yet. Oh, of course, the guy's lawyers came out today, and I'm sure there's more to come. So I'm taking a neutral stance on this. But let me tell you what happened Saturday here in my town of Charleston. We had a house fire that killed 9 people, and 7 of them were children. And this entire community has literally wrapped their arm. And by the way, the 9 people that died were black. And this is mostly a white community. And the white community has literally wrapped their arms around the family members. All the banks are taking money. The churches are gathering money, and you won't hear Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton talk about how the white community is going out of their way here to help these surviving family members. You see what I'm saying? You
yeah,
won't
sure.
hear any of the good things that happen.
Absolutely. Well, such is the nature of news, right? I mean, news tends to focus on negatives, tends to focus on the bad of life. Because good is far more overwhelming. Good is far more common. And so, therefore, it's not newsworthy when people
right.
are good. Because, well, most people are good to one another. And most people aren't racist. And most people get along. And that's why we have a functioning society. It's not because government exists, as some would have us believe. Well, the price to pay for a good society is taxes, and you have to have government, or else we'd have chaos. Well, really, no, the reason we don't have chaos and the reason we have good society and functioning society is because people know that it's in their best interest to treat other people with respect and to help people when they're in need of assistance. Because, well, wouldn't we all want that to happen if we were in need? Wouldn't we want to be helped out? Duh.
Thanks.
Thanks. Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate your call and your thoughts tonight. 855-453.
One of the reasons why I was, when we were talking earlier about the being a good neighbor and confronting your neighbor instead of calling the cops on them and getting someone else to resolve your conflicts, basically, you know, I think that's one of the important things about being a good neighbor is so if something happens to you, they'll want to help you out because they care about you and they'll hope that you'll do the same thing.
Absolutely. You know, it's one of the reasons why I give money to local charities. I mean, I don't expect to be homeless at any point in the future, but you never know.
Yeah.
And besides that, I wouldn't want, because I can empathize, I wouldn't want to put myself in their shoes. I wouldn't want to be in those positions. Wouldn't want to be out in the cold. I want to have a nice, warm place to go to. And so, while at the same time, I don't want to encourage people to live off of, you know, to be mooches, so to speak, I think that private charities that are of a mindful sort of a mindset, charities that pay attention to the people that come in their front doors, the ones that are actively counseling them, ones that are helping them develop job skills, and the ones that are helping them, you know, get work and make a better life for themselves and improve their lot in life, those are the kind of charities I want to support, the ones that help people, not the ones that that just sustain them, but the ones that help them become their own independent people.
Yeah.
I think that's valuable. Because not because being independent is necessarily the most important thing. We are all interconnected, and there's no way that you can avoid that fact. But this is useful. It's useful to help people out, and I'm glad to hear that story. I'm glad Jerry called in to share that.
Yeah.
So we don't have time for the remaining three judges here, but we'll put that one on hold, and we'll get back to it here in a moment. You had a quickie, though, Julia, about words being banned from school.
Yes, I thought this was really silly. It's from Fox News, and it's in a bizarre case of political correctness run wild. New York, it says edocrats, like education.
Edocrats.
Okay. Banned references to dinosaurs. These are in quotes, so these are words.
Mm-hmm.
Birthday, Halloween, and dozens of other topics on city-issued tests. Oh, tests. I thought it was... Never mind. I thought the story was different by the headline. But anyway, that's because they fear such topics could evoke unpleasant emotions in the students. Dinosaurs, for example, evolution. Birthdays are not celebrated by Jehovah's Witnesses. And Halloween suggests paganism.
Oh, my.
Yeah, absolute nonsense.
Better to just not say anything.
This is
you
why
might
we don't
someone.
Need public schools.
Yeah. All right, out of time tonight. Back tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.